afternoon. We know that the time is ticking on the UCP leadership race. Within days, we will know who will be the next leader of the UCP and the next premier, of course, of the province. And interesting, I don't know if you caught Janet Brown, the pollster Janet Brown, on with Mercedes Stevenson on the West Block on the weekend. Janet Brown suggesting that the race itself may be damaging, might have been damaging to the United Conservative Party's brand as a whole. And she says, you know, that's kind of casting some doubt on how long the winner will be able to hold on to that top job. And she says one of the big things is because issues like sovereignty and autonomy from Ottawa, and we know, you know, taking it to Ottawa has been a really big thing for a very long time. I mean, that was part of, you know, Jason Kenney's MO as well. But those things, that the sovereignty and the autonomy from Ottawa, Janet Brown saying, not necessarily resonating with average Albertan voters, who most of you are more concerned on the rising cost of living and about health care issues. Janet Brown saying that a lot of Albertans out there scratching their heads because they're not hearing the things that are important to them. Those things like cost of living, like health care, like education. And so some interesting comments from Janet Brown on the weekend. We know that the winner of the race will be announced on Thursday. We will have full coverage right here on 6:30 CHED. Shea Ganim and Rob Breckenridge will be quarterbacking that starting at 6 o'clock in the evening. So you can make sure to tune in for that. There's been a lot of talk, of course, about Danielle Smith, the former leader of the Wild Rose Party. Is she leading? She's certainly the perceived front runner in the race. She's getting lots of crowds, attracting attention from her rivals, really kind of, you know, focusing in on her and what she's been talking about. And Janet was asked, again, Janet Brown, the pollster, was asked if she believes that Danielle is leading this.
Well, here's the thing. We don't really have any good polling. It's impossible to do a good poll without a random representative list of the members who are going to vote, and only the party has access to that. Danielle Smith's campaign has put out their own numbers, so they haven't been verified. But other than her campaign putting out numbers, we really don't know for sure. Her campaign saying she's going to have about 45% support on the first ballot, and she should win by the fourth or fifth ballot. And intuitively, that sounds right. So I'm not predicting this race based on the polls. What's even more telling for me is how Danielle Smith is behaving, and she's behaving like she's the front runner, and how the other six candidates are behaving, and they're behaving like Danielle Smith is the front runner.
Mm-hmm. And so that could be telling. Again, Thursday evening, we will know. So lots of questions being asked, and one of those things, and I had touched on it, about the things that really matter to Albertans. I mean, I think Danielle Smith has done a good job at firing up her base, right? Firing up those who she knows she can definitely get support from. And we saw that with Pierre Poilievre, certainly at the federal level as well, didn't we? And now we're starting to see him pivot a little bit and talking about those things that matter to Canadians, like inflation. And Janet Brown says, you know, these are the things right here that are mattering, that are top-notch, top of the list for you.
You know, it's funny, as a pollster, I poll the general population. And as I said, it's only a small segment of the population that's participating in this leadership race. And what I see in my polling is a huge gap between what the average Albertan says they care about and what they're talking about in this race. So when you ask people what's important, the number one thing they say is inflation and cost of living. It's same across the country. Next is healthcare, trying to recover from the shock to the system that was COVID. education, trying to get education back on track after kids had to do so much homeschooling. Those are the three main priorities of Albertans, and things like sovereignty and autonomy and freedom and the buzzwords that this UCP campaigner focused on, you know, as I said, those are resonating with a small group of voters, but definitely a minority fringe group of voters are concerned about those things.
Mm-hmm. So will there be that pivot? I mean, Jenna Brown talked about how Pierre Poilievre had, you know, made a bit of that pivot. We're starting to see more and more of that. Could we see that with Danielle Smith in the days ahead? We know that some of the other candidates have started to try to shift some of the focus to inflation and reining in government spending, but that's not getting the attention that these other issues are. So will Danielle Smith pivot? Here's what Jenna Brown had to say.
Nationally, Pierre Poilievre started focusing on the same kind of voters that Danielle Smith did, but he had such a tremendous lead in that race that he already started his pivot during the campaign. He started talking about COVID and restrictions and freedom, but by the end of the campaign, he was talking about inflation, just inflation, things that people found more compelling. As yet, Danielle Smith hasn't made that switch. Maybe it's because she's in a tighter race here in Alberta and doesn't feel she can safely make that pivot, or maybe she's never going to make the pivot. That's what we're all waiting to see. But right now, the average Albertan is looking at this race and they're scratching their head because the race has been focused on things that aren't all that important to your average voter. And so a leadership race really should elevate a party. This leadership race, I think, is probably doing some serious damage to the UCP brand.
All right, that's Janet Brown, pollster Janet Brown, talking about the campaign and about where we are right now. Thursday evening, we will know who the new leader of the UCP is and who will be premier through until the spring election. Today, Danielle saying that she would not call an early election, believing as well that she has a mandate to implement some of the things that she has been talking about. We'll see what that looks like come Friday and into the following weeks, won't we?
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.